today. It is a beautiful day. And a bit worrisome if you live in Waikato District Council area and you've got more than one dog, because there is a law change coming.
Yes, there is. Lot of talk about this, Joe. Lot of people up in arms. There's Facebook pages. And I know emotions are heightened because when it comes to our pets,
we love them.
Our family.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, absolutely.
So what's happened is that Waikato District Council is reviewing its dog control bylaw and policy. It asked for feedback last year. I was one of the submitters.
Yep.
Full disclosure, it took blimmin' ages. I was like, oh, my, oh
pages and pages of stuff was there to fill in.
There was a lot to cover, which is really important that they were covering it all, because, you know, this stuff needs to be talked about. Now, good friend of the show, Darren Rowe from Mindfulness for Dogs, the dog and puppy training place, he was on the AM show yesterday talking about some of the proposed changes, especially when it comes to people owning more than one dog.
Yeah, you know, all dog owners really don't like the idea that there are dogs out there that are being kept badly. I mean, that's for sure. No one's arguing about that. But I think what they're arguing is that the way that the Waikato Dog Control or Council are actually trying to apply the changes just aren't going to work. And we've had the, in the hearing, we had all sorts of people coming. About 71 people in the hearing actually expressed their opinion. And one of those was all the rescue centres and the SPCA. And they all said that the kind of way they're going about it just isn't going to work.
Yeah, so what does it mean for people who currently have more than two dogs as pets on their property? What are they being told about what could happen to their dogs?
We don't really know, because there's no clarity around exactly how this permit was going to be implemented.
That's confusing for them, isn't it? And I guess it's a lot of it's based around the fact that there are puppy mills and all that kind of stuff, and people who have not looked after their dogs.
And
they're trying to catch them as well in the spy law, right?
What did they say? One bad apple?
Spoils
the barrel, that kind of thing. I actually spoke to the team at the Waikato District Council yesterday about these changes, and they wanted to let everybody know, because they know that everyone's quite fired up about it, that the committee councillors met last week to consider all the feedback.
Yep.
And the staff are all kind of furiously working in the background on the report, which we release next week, along with the recording of the meeting. Now, they're going to put them up on the Waikato District Council website, so you can get context for the recommendations.
Yep.
And their guidance will go to the council meeting on the 11th of April for a decision. And the Waikato District Council knows that there's a lot of interested pet owners in the council, so they'll be sharing it with us all as much as we can. Actually, hopefully we'll speak to someone from the council about some of these changes next week.
Okay. Well, that we'll just get a bit of clarity, because, like I said, there's, you know, a lot of there's a lot of emotion involved, I guess. So.
Very much so. So let's just calm the farm. Yeah. And let's just wait till next week, and then we can work through it all together as one big happy dog family.
Okay. News.